wants to enact martial law.
There's uncertainty about whether or not furloughed federal workers will get back pay.
There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way.
CBS News has learned the White House's Office of Management and Budget is circulating a draft memo suggesting federal employees may not be entitled to back pay despite a 2019 law signed by President Trump after the last government shutdown. Trump also said he will be announcing layoffs and the elimination of some federal programs within the next 4 or 5 days if the shutdown continues.
A lot of those jobs will never come back.
That's CBS's Erica Brown reporting. Air traffic controllers must work during the government shutdown but are not getting a paycheck. Frustration for them and passengers who've experienced delays at airports from Burbank to Denver and Newark due to staff shortages. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
There are, if normally 5 controllers are working and they can handle 50 airplanes, now there are 2. Well, they're not going to handle 50 airplanes. They're going to handle 20 airplanes, 25 airplanes. So that's delays. That's the potential for cancellation. So far, what we have seen are the delays. You know, we are seeing more of these staffing issues than are normal.
Right now, there are delays in Chicago and Nashville. A majority of U.S. Supreme Court justices appear to be leaning in favor of Christian counselor Kaylee Childs, who is challenging a Colorado ban on conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus kids, saying it's a violation of her First Amendment rights. Childs' attorney, James Campbell.
Colorado can't prove harm because it hasn't cited a study focusing on what's at issue here, voluntary speech between a licensed professional and a minor.
Colorado Solicitor General Shannon Wells Stevenson on why the ban should be upheld.
Because it prohibits licensed professionals from performing one specific treatment, because that treatment does not work and carries great risk of harm.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive. See why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
A Canadian theme park says it may have to euthanize 30 beluga whales. CBS's Michael Wallace explains why.
Marine Land in Niagara Falls, Ontario, says if the Canadian government doesn't give it emergency funding, it will have no other choice. The park closed last year. It wanted to send the whales to a theme park in China, but Canada's fisheries minister blocked that. She says the whales belong in the ocean. Some experts warn whales bred in captivity can't survive in the ocean. Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
We want them to survive, and if they don't, well, federal government has to answer on that one.
The fisheries minister says Marineland had plenty of time to come up with other options. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The U.S. Supreme Court refuses to protect Google from a year-old order requiring a major makeover of its Android app store. The rebuff delivered in a one-sentence decision by the nation's high court means Google will soon have to overhaul its Play Store, which a jury declared an illegal monopoly. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, a high right around 60 degrees. And sun will continue to warm us up Thursday, highs in the low 60s. Temps continue to warm for Friday and the weekend. Right now it's 53.
It made me feel like a man inside. But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby, loving me. Now the night's alone and lonely, and I ain't too strong, babe. I just miss you so. And you're too proud, I won't give in. But when I think about all I can win, I keep working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that darling, get away, playing every day. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I wonder, girl, will I ever be the same? When you see me smile, you know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. Oh, I need your loving. Got to have all your loving. You know that I need your loving. Got to have all of that loving.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing's going right, close your eyes and think to me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
And I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. And nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loved me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
The people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
I get rest.
for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
WRJN.
Destiny.
Hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
He who could take me away from my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Stone so big, Nick. Stir it down. Stone so big.
and WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The nation's airports are taking a hit amid the government shutdown and an air traffic controller shortage. There are now delays in Chicago, Nashville, and Dallas. And last night, the Hollywood Burbank Airport had no controllers. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
The reaction to that is you slow down the flights coming in and out of Burbank Airport, and they're handled by other air traffic control facilities that have the staffing to handle the volume, but you're going to slow everything down. That's why you saw a lot of delays into Burbank and some cancellations. The airport stayed open even if there was no one in that tower.
A program in danger of running out of funding because of the shutdown is staying afloat.
The White House says it will use tariff revenue to continue to fund the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children known as WIC. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt issued a statement that says, quote, the Trump White House will not allow impoverished mothers and their babies to go hungry because of the Democrats' political games. She called the use of tariff money a creative solution to fund the program. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The union representing more than 800,000 federal and district employees is warning that the impact of the shutdown will get worse if it continues. Jacqueline Simon of the American Federation of Government Employees says more than 2 million federal workers are doing their job without pay or are furloughed without pay.
This is just one more attempt to undermine federal employees.